Hey guys, thank you for tuning into my channel. I recently viewed some of my viewers and noticed that some people listen from different countries around, like Canada, Germany, the UK, and some Caribbean islands. I just wanted to say that, you know, my podcast may not be 100% professional, but my goal is to work on something that will become more professional and for more people to tune into and listen to my episodes and be interested, really. Today I'm just going to do a solo, and I'm just going to, I don't know, really guest talk about life. I edited a picture, and the way I looked at it was, it felt like one side of the picture I was happy, and the other side of the picture I looked extremely depressed, like a help me type of look. And I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I edited the picture like that, but I like it. I honestly like it. I suffered through depression, and it's a hard thing to get over because sometimes when you wake up in the morning, it feels like you can't get out of bed, and my appetite's gone for like half the day. When I actually do eat something, it hurts, but I don't know why. It's not like I tell myself, make it hurt. It just does. So it's like something stopping me from doing that. I've been through a lot of trauma in my life. I've lost lots of friends, family members, and it put me in a position where sometimes I didn't even know where to stand. It put me in a position where sometimes I would be questioning myself of whether I want to commit suicide or not. But every day I get up and I realize that I have bigger goals that I want to accomplish. It is strange because when I'm in the car sitting in the passenger seat driving, and I'm the type of person that will fade out. Like, I will get distracted or start daydreaming or get lost in my thoughts really quick. It's good and bad because whenever my parents used to try to punish me and try to put me in the corner, that never worked because I had such a strong imagination. I'd literally use my imagination in the corner. For a long time, my imagination became my reality. It brought me out of my depression. And when reality took a bat and hit me in the stomach, and I had to face those realistic fears and drama and more traumatic situations, I turned my imagination into writing. I turned my imagination into actual effort by creating things that I've always dreamed of creating, or doing things I've always dreamed of doing. But yet every day I still have this feeling where, like, I don't know how to feel better, how to get over it. I feel tired, emotionless, and talking about it to people is kind of hard because I don't know, and I don't know how people would understand how I would typically feel, and that would frustrate me, that would get me upset because I want them to understand, but they don't because they haven't been through my situation from my point of view. Everyone takes every situation in a different level. And me taking certain abuses was a different level for me, because that the way I experienced it was much more traumatic and harsh than other people would think it would be, because there's other people out there who has worse life situations. And even though that other people out there who have worse situations than I do, it still isn't okay to experience some things as a young kid, because that permanently leaves a scar in your brain for the rest of your life. Now, a scar means it's healed. Your wound is healed, but it doesn't mean it's faded away. You can forgive, but you can't forget. You can keep walking, but you can't move on. It's like someone saying you can run, but you can't hide. You can't hide from depression. And running from it, I mean, you can run, but you're just going to run into a loop. Depression's not curable. Drugs is not going to cure your depression. It starts because someone or something burned you with the mark that forever burns. And no matter how many times you try putting ice packs, it doesn't cool off. Or it may numb the situation for a little bit, but it comes back. It always comes back. I met plenty of other teenagers who would talk to me for advice, and I'm just gonna say, sometimes I'm a big hypocrite, because I don't follow my own advice. Well, really, I don't know how to follow my own advice. As easy as it seems saying, it's not so easy following. Kind of feels like walking on a tightrope, but the words above you are big and bold, so you're looking at them and you're like, okay, I can read it clearly, but I can't walk on a tightrope as easily. The balance is not the best. I've always told people, life is a puzzle. As you grow older, you put pieces together and you figure out what your life is. You paint your life. You paint the picture of your life. Life is a long road with many curves. It will throw ditches, golf balls, sour apples. It'll throw in lemonade, sweet tea, some cake. It's a balance that a lot of people don't understand. I believe to say, I will call it universal law, because I'm not a religious person. I don't really believe in God for my own reasons, but I believe that universal law is when you say something and you put the effort into it, it will come to you. But also, universal law is just that. There will be bad moments and there will be good moments, and life will be reality itself. Like, the fact that I love money, but money is also a huge factor of life, that you need money to actually survive. I saw a video where a man was saying that you can buy a bed, but you can't buy sleep. You can buy a clock, but you can't buy time. Those were really some important things to me. that was really meaningful, because it is true, you can buy a bed, but it doesn't mean you can't, you can buy a bed, but it is true, you can't buy sleep. You can buy a clock, but it doesn't mean you can buy time. You can buy space, but it does mean you have your freedom. Sometimes I don't think I really have freedom. I'm not talking about in the way of being governed by parents, because I have my privileges. I have the abilities to go out and party, drink, have fun, come home late, but I still handle my responsibilities. I'm talking about the freedom of feeling like there's weights on your back. That slowly pulls you down. I don't know what the next day will be, but for whoever listens to my podcast and whoever goes through a rough time, the next day is always a mystery. And because it's such a mystery doesn't mean that it might always end in a way you might think it might end, just because of certain situations leading in a chronological order or chronological events from the day before. I think that's what a lot of people do, is they predict how the week is going to go because of certain things that happened the week before, or the next day is going to be a certain way because of the day before. And sometimes, yes, the day can be pretty shitty because, you know, you don't have your car, so now you gotta take the bus, or now you gotta Uber, which means you gotta spend money, but you never know, anything can happen. Life will throw sour apples, but then again, it might throw in some lemonade. And for those people who don't like lemonade and just think of apple pie, apple pie is good. Apple pie and vanilla ice cream, or probably even like cookie dough. I don't know. I like cookies and cream. But I hope to interview someone for my next episode that's willing to talk about something new. I want to try to talk about something new. And if you would love to be on my channel or have me interview you, just email me at Joey, J-O-E-Y, Glusman, G-L-U-S-M-A-N, at gmail.com. Email me your name, and make sure to have a Skype set up on your laptop, and I'll be down to interview you. I appreciate you guys for listening. See you next time.